T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The murder of Gambino crime family boss Frank Cali on Staten Island last night was the first big mob hit in the city since Paul Castellano was shot and killed outside Spark's Steakhouse in 1985. On our newsline, the legendary Post and Daily News crime beat writer Murray Weiss, now a producer at 48 Hours for CBS News. Murray, we don't hear a lot about the mob in New York City these days. A lot of us had never heard of Frankie Boy Cali. Tell us about Cali and the mob.
Oh, Cali is a very important, powerful figure, actually, in the mafia, whose connectivity not only exists here in New York City, but stretches to Sicily, where he's originally from. He's actually married to a daughter of a very powerful mob figure in Italy. He lives on Staten Island. Many years ago, he started working with John Gotti and the John Gotti crew. He's known for trafficking a lot in heroin. That was his connectivity between New York and the mob and Italy, where enormous amounts of heroin were trafficked from Italy to New York City. In more recent years, what happened is the Sicilian wing of the Gambino family took over the Gambino family, and he became the heir apparent back in 2013. And the family was kind of handed to him following all the turmoil that took place, not just with the Gambino family, but all the mob families in New York. And he took the family kind of underground, very quiet, very businesslike, very low profile, which is the way the mob has been ever since the very high profile days of John Gotti and Chin Gigante and the big racketeering cases that really took the wind out of organized crime, not just in New York, but across the country.
Now, you have a theory about the murder of Frank Cali. Tell us about this.
Well, it's a little more than a theory. I do have a few friends on both sides of the law. Within recent months, one of John Gotti's brothers, Eugene Gotti, came out of federal prison. People don't quite remember this, but John Gotti had three brothers, so there were four Gotti brothers. Gene was the first one really to go to prison, and he went to prison back in the 1980s. And what did he go in prison for? Trafficking in heroin and drugs, which at that time was forbidden, actually, in the mob. But he was sentenced to like 50 years. He did 30, and he just came out of jail. So during the 30 years he went away, he was in prison like old school, you know, pre-rats, pre-people cooperating with the government, took it on the chin, no pun intended, stayed in prison, and he's come out. And the word is that he came back looking for both respect and a position and some tribute from the family. And he started rubbing up against and having friction with Cali, who he knew 30 years ago.
So you don't think the recent release from prison of Gene Gotti and last night's murder of Frank Cali are unrelated? You don't think they're a coincidence?
I don't think they're a coincidence, no. And I'm not alone in thinking that. This is a leading avenue of investigative pursuit here. Could it be any number of other things from, you know, Cali having a fight with one of his own captains and somebody being angry with him, somebody in another family? Could he be involved in some drug deals where some guy is just really angry with him? He has a tremendous stake in the food business there in New York City. There are people involved in that line of work who are connected with other types of organized crime. I don't mean traditional mafia. Could they be behind this? Certainly. But the word that I'm hearing is this, that there is a old school tension, friction between Gene Gotti, the loyalist to the Gottis. And in fact, I will tell you that a hit like this, it's hard to imagine it was sanctioned by the other families, because as we've noted, the members of organized crime in the past 20 odd years have done all they can to stay out of the limelight. So having a organized crime hit of a boss of this stature in such a public way is turning all of those years on its head.
Murray, I wonder, are we going to have retaliation? Does Gene Gotti now have a target on his back? Will we see running gun battles in the streets of New York?
Well, I wouldn't rule out more violence by any stretch of the imagination, but I would say this, that anybody who was making a move on a boss of a crime family, besides a one-off renegade, you know, crazy character, would have to have the backing of captains in that crime family. So if the theory of Gene Gotti stepping forward and being angry enough to take this kind of action, he couldn't take it without believing that the majority of the captains in his own family were supportive of it, and that whoever wasn't in line with it will obviously fall in line when they see that the majority of the captains in that family have privately sanctioned this and are lining up against Cali. So I would think that there could be some violence, but they may all just fall in line and say, you know, this is the new order. We're stepping in line with it. The same way John Gotti took out Paul Castellano back in 1985, which was the biggest mob hit of recent memory, probably in the past 40 years. And that was an unsanctioned, just like this probably, assassination of a leading crime boss. And it was done by Gene Gotti's brother, John. So maybe history repeating itself in the same family.
When will we know? Will mob watchers like yourself be able to see if perhaps Gene Gotti ascends to the top of the Gambino crime family?
Well, I think the first signs will be at the funeral for Francisco Cali. You know, depending on who shows up, pays his respects, who doesn't, there'll be the FBI and the NYPD will obviously be there surveilling it. So they'll get an idea of who's coming and who's not coming. That'll signal a few things. And then over time, you'll begin to see, you know, who's meeting with who. And they'll begin to see how the hierarchy is lining up. Some of the top members of the Gambino family currently, you know, still have very strong ties to the Gotti era. So that may have helped seal Frank Cali's fate here. But there's no doubt this is a major mafia hit here, the kind from a sort of a bygone era, if you will.
Murray Weiss has spent decades on the crime beat with The Post, The Daily News, now a producer at 48 Hours for CBS News. Murray, thank you for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Totally my pleasure. Thanks a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.